Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along. Captain Patrick in the studio and connected via the web. We also have Captain Barry. And if that weren't enough, Boat Show Girl is with us too. So we got kind of a full crew with the exception of Rusty, who is working. And we're just here. So that's what, you know, it is good to have Patrick back for his first holiday edition of the World of Boating. He, you know, he kind of played this bah humbug card and said, I refuse to participate in the festivities because I just don't, I don't want to be there with you guys for the holidays. But now you're here and you finally succumbed to goodwill.
Point of order.
Among good, among
point of order, sir.
Hey, the bird chimed in. Was that Boat Show Girl's bird? No, it wasn't. Where'd that bird
that
come
from? That was my wife sneezing.
Wow. Okay, that was Barry's wife, Buddy, who sounds like a bird when she sneezes. Okay, fair enough.
All right. So I was in Costa Rica last week.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I
you
was...
You were deported.
No, I was on...
you're an illegal alien,
I was
aren't
on,
you?
I was on a five-day surf tour, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Down in Costa Rica.
That sounds much cooler.
It was much
being
cooler.
Being deported.
And
sure.
Did a little boating as well.
You did?
While I was down there. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
really?
I mean, went and surfed, of course, Tamarindo and Playa Grande and Avalanes.
Right.
And Avalanes was going off. I mean, of course, it's the last day that I'm there. And I mean, it was just it's crazy. But something I wasn't used to that I had to quickly get acclimated to was the lava fields.
You were surfing on lava fields?
Yeah. So, you know, here when I surf in Florida on the East Coast, high tide, low tide, you don't pay too much attention. Plus, I surf a somewhat familiar break that I've been kind of my home break, if you will, since I was about 12.
Okay.
But... Low tide there is really important so that you know where not to be when the tide comes in, because the surf guide had remarked to my daughter, who had gone with me, and is your dad ever come out of the water? And she's like, nope.
He lives on the water.
When he's done, he'll come back in. And I'm sorry, 5-6 hours straight. I mean, I was
surfing maniac.
My eyes were—I could barely open my eyes on the drive back to the condo. But it was awesome.
What? Because you were tired, or because
no?
You had
because
too
of
much
the,
salt water.
The salt, man. Oh,
yeah.
It was just. But the waves were so. It's such a different wave than what I'm used to here. Even going out and surfing the occasional storm and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, I'd be way more impressed if you were, like, talking like a surfer. Like, man, you should have seen the waves. The breaks were awesome, dude.
All right. See, you've been watching Point Break with Keanu Reeves way too much. Because real surfers don't talk that way.
They don't. What do you mean?
No, that's a mischaracterization.
It would be way better if you did it.
It's a stereotype.
I think Boat Show Girl would be more impressed with
thinking,
your story.
You're thinking Sean Penn in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Does not happen.
Yo, no, dude, let's party.
No,
he sounds more like Crush.
Okay, maybe that would work. Boat Show Girl, are you impressed with Patrick now that you know there's this whole surfer side to him to counteract some of that, you know, angry, crotchety old man syndrome he usually suffers from? What do you think?
I am very, very... Surprised.
How about
why are you surprised?
Because I wouldn't ever think that you would participate in something like that.
Yeah, she would never think you were that cool. That sounds like something I would do.
Wait, is that true? Is it because of what Greg said? Because you don't think I'm that cool, or I just don't seem the type to surf?
Be honest, Boat Show Girl. Come on.
Yeah.
Say in your face, Patrick. I told you.
I am going to send you some pictures, and these are G-rated. Gonna send you some back from my high school days and junior high, actually, where my hair was down almost to the middle of my back. I was surfing almost every day and had the band that I played in. So I'm there with my guitar, rocking out, trying to do my Bruce Springsteen thing, only minus the talent.
Then he's going to send you a picture from today, and you'll see he has no hair on his head, but the hair still is really long on his back.
I have hair on my head. It's just just more strategically placed.
Right. All right. Okay.
So you can tell how old he is when he mentions junior high instead of middle school.
Okay. Well, we called it junior high in Merritt Island.
Back in the day.
No. In Merritt Island, it was Jefferson Junior High. When I moved down from New Jersey, it was Carl Sandburg Middle School. So I figured it was a north-south thing.
All right. Well, your opportunity to impress Boat Show Girl has kind of come and passed because you kind of blew it.
It gets better.
It does. I was going to say, get to the boating part of this.
Okay. So we did a little sea kayaking and sea kayaked out to Isla Capitan. Which was this huge kind of lava rock. A lot of hermit crabs out there. A lot of hermit crabs. Mm. Oh, I got some video because there was this
like
washed
big
up,
monster ones.
Oh, there was this washed up fish carcass, and they were feasting. I mean, it sounded like hard rain hitting a tin roof.
Yeah,
they're just them walking across, going after this thing.
They say that land crabs might have been what did Amelia Earhart in. Did you hear that story?
I did not.
Yeah, they're kind of big coconut crabs.
Yeah, those are those ones that live in trees or something like
coconut
that.
Coconut crabs, yeah. But those are like overgrown hermit crabs.
Spiders. They're mutant spiders, Greg.
She came aboard washed ashore there, and then she passed out or something, and they ate her.
Okay.
That's one of the theories that just came out a couple weeks ago.
Unlike when you come back from a
kind of a nice Christmas uplifting, fuzzy, warm story there. Yeah.
Let's get back on course. Yeah. So, you know, when you come back from your trips and I quiz you at times as to, you know, what kind of boat were you on?
Yeah.
And it was a big one. It was kind of pointy in the front.
It floats.
Square in the back and made some noise.
Gonna do it again next week.
You know, so you're full of technical detail. So we went out and we went on a Power Cat. Well, it was a power sail cat, if you will. So it was a 66-footer, 30-foot beam.
Yeah.
Drafted about 4 feet 8 inches, light displacement.
And
light
why did you do this?
Oh, well,
does it go snorkel
I
got to
get through the technical stuff first, and then I'll tell you. So the light displacement was 34,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. Heavy displacement was 50,000, carry 7 people. Two 315-horsepower Cummins diesel engines, 400 gallons of fuel. Cruise speed of about 22 knots, top out at 25.
Yeah.
So it was a converted sail cat, so that they had changed the area underneath the aft deck, you know, for eating and dining and stuff like that, and then the forward area was for entertaining and whatnot. So, yeah, we went out around up off the point off Playa Grande, came around, did some snorkeling in the kind of a reef area, which was a little crazy that they let us get that close because it was in a kind of a heavy tide area.
Yeah. So there's a lot of surge going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. But
I was a little nervous.
No, I was having a blast.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that can be fun.
Because they're like, okay, when everybody gets off the boat, grab one of these flotation devices. It's like, no.
Don't need one.
No.
I'm a surfer, man.
No, it's
I good. Know how to handle this surge.
It wasn't so much that, just as no, because I'm going under the water.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not floating on the top. So I had my GoPro hooked up and all
that
stuff.
Got some good stuff?
Not reef-like what we would expect, you know, where you've been.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Okay.
And it was an amazing trip.
Well, Costa Rica, you know, the water temp is fairly on the chilly side there, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it wasn't at all?
It was like bath water. It was really warm. I'm telling you, man, I got in 5-6 hours before I came out of the water. The surf guide's coming out. He's like, you want to go get something to eat? It's like, nope, I'm fine, man. unless all of a sudden it gets flat.
Yeah.
I'll come out, you know, right before we're ready to leave. This is where I'm happy. But I wish that the surf had been at the beginning as good as it was. It's always the last day.
When it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it worked up throughout the week and
We went
like how big of waves are we talking?
The last day I was there, we were solid fives. And the thing with the wave there, unlike here where you got to paddle, unless you're on a longboard, you're paddling your tail off.
Yeah.
And then
riding in the hole there? Is that big enough for one of those pike things or no? That's not that big, is it?
Okay. first, you're talking about like when the wave curls over and creates a barrel?
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole thing? Yeah, the barrel. Yeah, there was an area off of Avalanus, right off the lava field, actually, where it was breaking left. And I hate going left because that puts me backside to the wave. But it was such a nice, tight barrel. So, yeah, I got in a couple. Immediately, you know, got covered over. But, I mean, I'm tucked in really, really tight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, three seconds of glory, and then I get creamed.
And you go know? Through a washing machine.
But the wave there is such that it's such a steep wave that you're catching it well before it crests, unlike here on the East Coast where you're having to catch it probably just about when it crests.
Okay. Well, welcome to the world of surfing with Captain
Finally!
Patrick.
Finally, my own show!
And that was all she wrote right there. We'll get back on track with the world of boating next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. Today we're going to learn how different cultures around the world celebrate the holiday season. Aww. Now pay attention.
Melakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
And this is what Captain Patrick has been missing, so I made sure we got some Jimmy Buffett Christmas music on just for his return from Costa Rica. You're welcome, Patrick. And Merry Christmas.
Here we know that Christmas will be green.
Care to comment, or are you just too busy singing along right now?
They do not play mind. Jimmy Buffett.
What do you mean?
I did not hear one Jimmy Buffett song.
And, that's Costa Rica. It's not Hawaii. This is a Hawaii thing. Melikalikimaka.
Costa Rica is closer to Hawaii than Florida.
Just say it. It sounds like fun, doesn't it? Melikalikalakalak. Yeah, I can't even do it. Okay, anyway. We are here on the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, and Captain Patrick Barry, our South Florida super fan and boat show girl, also with us today. So Patrick just got back from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
So are we done with this, or do you got more to share?
I'll wrap it up with this.
Okay.
Because I know in this environment, when you and I are here, and Bill occasionally. And,
yeah.
And
he's threatening. He is threatening to show up next week. We'll see what happens.
Sometimes when Rusty's on, you know, it's kind of who's going to be the alpha male type thing, and really kind of
me.
Who's no. So the Sunday night, 11:30 at night, which is mere days before I fly out the following Saturday morning for Costa Rica.
Okay.
I get hit with a kidney stone.
Oh, perfect timing.
So I am in the ER at 11:30 at night on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Screaming bloody murder.
No, not to get too graphic. 5 millimeter. Okay, so it's not going
to
pass.
That is the size of the bullet that you're ready to put in your brain
to
put you out of your misery.
They come in and say, Mr. Pernillo, you're going to need surgery. It's like, no, I'm leaving for Costa Rica in 5 days. I don't have time for this.
Wow.
So, needless to say, we tried a couple things. I was starting to really feel better the following morning about 7 a.m. after all the drugs had worn off. We thought maybe it had finally passed. It didn't, as the CAT scan showed. Mm. So then the surgeon is like, well, we got you scheduled for surgery at 5 o'clock tonight. It's like, okay, not too bad. Then it's like, no, it's been moved back to 7:45 at night. It's like, okay, I can still get out of here Tuesday morning. No problem. Get to work, finish up what I need to, and get out, be heading down to Miami on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
That got bumped back to Tuesday morning surgery. So surgery's done Tuesday morning. Again, not to get too graphic. Surgery was a success. All the parts are intact, but he had to put in a stent in between my bladder and my kidney to keep that area open while it healed.
Yeah.
I said, I cannot go surfing with this in. You're going to have to take it out.
Right.
He goes, when do you leave? I said, Saturday morning. He goes, come by my office Friday. I can take it out in about 30 seconds. It'll be early, but I'll take it out. So I went by his office. Have you ever had one of these?
No.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine without going in through and with the big scope?
No.
And yeah.
You don't have to show me. Quit it. Put your pants back on.
And then he's like, okay, the stent's right there where I left it. Got it. And he goes, okay, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And wow, whammo.
Yeah, right.
And he's
put your pants back on, Patrick.
And he's
I
like,
get it.
And he's like, so you're all done. Here, I'm going to give you another prescription in case you need it. And when we got to Costa Rica and I was filling in the surf guide, he's looking at me. He's shaking his head. He's like, man, he said, I've had people show up, but not 3 days after getting out of the hospital for something like that. He said, are you sure you're okay? He's like, yeah, after the first day of surfing. He's like, yeah, I was really worried about whether or not you were going to be able to, you know, go out with the surf the way it was and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I nailed it.
Okay.
So there you go. So I win for the year the Alpha Male World of Boating Award. You got it last year for your heart surgery.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that much.
And I got it the year before that for the motorcycle accident.
It's the holidays. I'm in the giving. I'll go ahead and concede.
Bill got it five years ago for the divorce.
Because I don't want any bad mooju coming my way.
Mooju?
Yeah.
You got 29 more days left.
That's Chinese food.
What is mooju?
Mooju. Mooju pan.
Hey, Patrick.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Were you able to keep the kidney stone or no?
No, they went in. They lasered it.
Oh,
I mean, it was like them going in with the weapon from the Death Star.
Yeah, no. A real man would have kept it, turned it into a necklace, and wore it all week while he was surfing in Costa Rica.
This thing there was not coming out, and it was. It had already left the kidney and was hanging, just ready to drop into the bladder, and it just would not let go.
Hmm.
If it had, I would have been good.
Okay. Well, that's a very...
Guess you couldn't reach in and just grab it, huh?
You paint a real nice picture there.
Well, you went into description with your heart surgery and your monkey aorta.
Well, it's different.
How?
It's a heart. Hello, everybody has them.
Well,
not everybody has kidney stones, Patrick. We don't want them.
Well, either do I.
So, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Boats. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. And I figure... You know, at least you worked some boating stuff into your story, which was good, because you had a little boating outing in between your surfing
and not quite scuba diving, but got to do some snorkeling.
Okay. Well, that's that counts. But Boat Show Girl has been attending boat shows. And actually, I thought, were you supposed to be at one today, but you decided to change it to be on the show, and then you went yesterday? Is that what happened, or what?
That'd be really cool if I answered yes.
Oh, no.
I had a meeting this morning with the theater stuff, and then I'm with you guys, and I'm trying to catch up on normal work, and then I have another event tonight. So, yeah, like, trying to go to the boat show today was totally out.
Yeah. Well, which one's going on today? Which one were you talking about? Was it St. Pete?
St. Pete.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going on this weekend in your neck of the woods, but you're not there yet because you're, you know, gallivanting around with theater folk. And hanging with the World of Boating. That's fair. And it's been a while, though. It's good to good to hear your voice, though. And Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Same here to you.
Yeah. I mean, is Eisenhower wearing a little Santa hat for the holidays, your little pet hermit crab?
I'm not sure where it's at. I packed all of our stuff
away. Wait, you're not sure where Eisenhower is?
No, I know where Eisenhower is. I don't
know
where his
hat
is.
Yeah. Well, you heard the story about, Patrick saw all these hermit crabs in Costa Rica, and I told you about the coconut crabs that ate Amelia Earhart. You better be careful. You know, Eisenhower, you may think he's looking at you in a lovingly, pet ownership type way when he's licking his chops like, oh, as soon as she goes to sleep, I'm going to eat her to the bone.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it could happen. That's what they say, but he's a small one. It'd take him a long, long time. So, you have that going for you. All right. So have you been doing any boating stuff lately or just getting ready to get back into the boat show season? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, well, I was there. So on Wednesday, I helped set up my very first boat show. So it was the St. Pete show, and I helped my guys set up, and then I was there all day Thursday and all day Friday.
Yeah? What, set up like the tables and where to put the boats and all that kind of stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Little boat show design. Hey, it sounds like she's diversifying her boating skills. That's good stuff. All right, we got more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick. Barry from South Florida and Boat Show Girl. Hey, Barry, I got to reach out to you because, Patrick was, boasting how manly he is because of passing his kidney stone before he went surfing.
Okay. Did you listen to any part of the story?
No.
At all?
I tuned you out as usual.
They went in and they lasered it. I had a laser in my body. It was like Luke Skywalker taking an X-Wing fighter down through the trench of the Death Star and shooting the photon torpedoes into the exhaust port.
Okay. All right. So
Wars have photon torpedoes? No, that's Star Trek. No.
Let him have his moment in the sun. However, Barry came across a story about me. And maybe I should let you take it from there, right? Is that true?
Well, the Dr. Gregory Holt.
Yeah.
A real doctor.
Yeah. In South Florida. Yeah. And he came across a patient that showed up on his operating table and it had a tattoo said, do not resuscitate, right?
Yep.
And what did Dr. Greg Holt decide to do, a.k.a. potentially me?
Well, that's the problem, is the ethical thing. Is it? Did he have that tattoo done when he was sober? Was he drunk? Do you follow that? Do not resuscitate.
Well, Patrick has tats. Do you have one of those?
Does it say do not remove stones?
There is not one tattoo on this body other than nature's tattoos, which are the scars that have accumulated over the years.
Oh, that's what that is.
And the emotional ones to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what made Patrick tough is that he had a surgery. He was done and out in 3 days, and he was out surfing in 3 days. So that's pretty tough.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously Barry belongs to the Captain Patrick Fan Club.
And you can get your Captain Patrick Fan Club newsletter by contacting me at worldofboating.com.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
All right, yeah.
$500 a year subscription.
Well, Dr. Greg decided, he was in a quandary on what to do with, do not resuscitate tattoos. So if you get one of those and you were drunk at the time, you did it as a joke, just know you might screw with your doctors. Especially if they have the same name as me. All right.
Yeah, what are those chances?
What are the odds? Hey, I could be a doctor. Come on. You've heard me. Okay, maybe not.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone
you
meet.
Bah humbug, says Captain Patrick here at the World of Boating. But still, we love him regardless.
You know who is saying bah humbug?
Who?
And this is something I want to talk with Barry about.
Yeah.
So you can just kick back there, Greg.
And all right, I'm kicking
Bocho back. Girl, you can go chase down your hermit crab.
I got my white chocolate, toasted white chocolate mocha. So go ahead.
So, Barry, you've been following this boat and RV owners may see a tax increase?
Yeah, well, that has to do with if they pass this new tax law.
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like they're going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
And this is going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. It's going to hurt people that want to get a home equity loan because they won't allow the deduction for the interest. They're going to limit the interest on mortgage.
Well, up to $10,000 is where it is at the moment.
No. That's real estate taxes.
What are you talking about? Yeah, Barry is an accountant. So he's
that's why I brought this up. So yeah. If you would let him talk.
Right.
So right now, you can borrow up to $1 million to purchase a home and deduct the interest on the first $1 million of that mortgage. So if it's $1.5 million, you deduct the interest on $1 million. They want to knock that down to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get those $1 million yachts anymore.
But you get a half a million. You get a lot of boat for a $500,000.
Not as much as you would think.
Yeah, yeah. Home equity loans, they're eliminating that right now.
That's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt. Those are, people use those to buy their 25, 30 footers.
Yep.
The real estate taxes, that was on, it's off right now. They're limiting that to $10,000, to deduct your real estate taxes. And that all has to do with whether you itemize or not. And that all has to do with whether you have a mortgage or not. So if you don't have a mortgage, it's a moot point.
Well, it's, the bottom line is you're going to have to quit using that as an excuse to buy your boat. Back to, I got enough money to go buy this thing.
No, the bottom line is if you were ever thinking about buying a boat, do it now.
Oh, well, maybe.
Do it now.
Well, that's the big question is, are they going to make this retroactive from January of 2017?
Yeah, I don't think that'll work, Patrick.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to see a hit in the manufacturing end, and that's going to trickle down to all the service providers for these boats and yachts, marinas, boat stores, service yards, you name it. And my prediction is if this goes through, this will have almost the same impact that $75,000 luxury tax had back in the late 80s. I think that was 88.
And it's not just going to affect boats. It's going to affect people who buy those nice RVs.
The recreational
vehicles that you travel around, they run a couple hundred thousand.
Well, it may or may not. We just don't know how it's going to affect the economy overall. If it really jump starts the economy like they're saying it will, or at least the proponents for the tax plan say it will, then this could be a very, very good thing.
Jump
if it doesn't,
starts,
you're right.
Okay, we're not
jump starts it for who?
Yeah, really.
What do you mean?
Let's get him, Barry. Come on.
Yeah. They did play a shell game. They give you a more of a standard deduction, but they take away your exemption. So you're just trading one for the other.
Well, maybe. Depends on how
Barry's business. Why would
these
you say
are,
maybe?
These are numbers that are just written down. I mean, if you take away 8,000, but we give you 12, so, 4,000 net. But if you have three people in your family, it's going to cost you more.
Greg, if we were talking about scuba diving, I would take anything that you say about scuba diving at face value. I would not question you about it, anything like that. This is Barry's business.
Yeah, but I know all.
Or maybe the end of the business.
Yeah.
Well, that's the goal, is to put people like Barry out of business, isn't it?
That's right.
And to put manufacturers out of business, and to put people like Bocho Girl out of business.
No.
Well, what they're trying to also do is very slyly getting rid of the underground economy.
The underground economy.
Yeah, what is, you don't know about the underground
all the
economy?
The underground economy, you know, the people that get paid contract labor and all that and never...
Under the table.
File a tax return under the table.
Stuff. Right. Well...
So if everything becomes simplified where they just send in a little card and, you know, everything is...
You don't have to itemize stuff.
It's reported and all that stuff. Yeah. Then, you're going to be paying more taxes,
but
trust me.
Here's the thing. As this impacts your ability to take out a second mortgage and stuff to finance the purchase, because, again, $500,000, which is a lot of money, it does not buy the boat that you think it does when your 25-foot to 30-foot is going somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 to $350,000. You know, you look at a Nautique Super Air G20, mm-hmm. $200,000 for a wakeboard boat, a 22-foot.
Okay.
You know, so it's going to hurt, Greg.
Well, we'll see.
No, I'm telling you.
We will see.
I've been in the industry since I was 18. We went through this with Bush Sr. Mm-hmm. with the $75,000 luxury tax. We've seen this play out before. And then they had to rescind it because it was killing. Right, Barry? Didn't they wind up rolling that back?
Exactly, because it was killing the marine industry.
The RV.
And there's just so many people that are attached to that industry that won't have a job. I mean, from the mechanics all the way up to the builders, everyone.
Once again, we'll have to wait and see. If that ends up happening, they will. They'll roll it back. They'll change it.
It's supposed to roll back in 2025 anyhow. So.
Well,
the collateral damage by that point.
We don't know where the dust is going to settle on
collateral
that just yet.
The collateral damage that is left in the wake of this thing, it took the manufacturing industry, the marine manufacturing industry, a decade. It took us 10 years to recover from... How long was that $75,000 in effect? What was it a year, 2 years?
It was only a couple of years, but yeah. And the biggest problem is that when you no longer have those employees that have those specialized skills, it takes a long time to get those employees back to get things rolling again.
Mm-hmm. Greg, we had truckloads of boats coming back from dealers that were shuttered, had to go out of business.
Okay. If that happens,
it was manufacturing Armageddon.
But once again, you got one thing working against the other. So yeah, is there going to be a sacrifice of that tax deduction? Yes. But if it does what the proponents say it will do, and we get all of a sudden up words of 4% growth, and is everybody going to be in a spending frenzy, and everybody will just go?
Well, if the economy becomes overheated, then what happens? You have inflation.
Oh my God, you guys are like so negative, Nelly.
No, because there's only one way to do this, mm-hmm. and as much as you hate it, the way that the previous administration did it, which is you grow the economy to be able to weather the ups and downs, which always happen, the up cycles and the down cycles, versus the slash the taxes and reward the wealthy way that Reagan tried, Bush, no new taxes. And it devastated the economy. It did. It's fact. You can't look at it any other
way. Depends on who you watch, obviously.
And if I'm wrong, Barry will tell me I'm wrong because this is his business.
Yeah, but he's down in South
Florida. Well, let's put it this way. Greg, you have two children, right?
I do.
Yeah, you're going to pay more tax.
Yeah, well, that's
because you're going to lose $16,000 in exemptions, but you're only going to get $12,000 on a standard, $24,000 on a standard deduction versus the $12,000 you get now, unless you have a home mortgage. And even then, you're going to lose a lot of those deductions. So
yeah, but what
it's going to cost you more.
I don't even know if I was itemizing anyway, though. I don't even
know. That's the whole point.
As much as difficult as the tax system is, you got to hire people like Barry to understand this foreign language for slubs like me.
Yeah, they scribbled in all their notes in the side of the tax bill
was great.
Yeah, and you end up paying the accountant as much as money as you would prefer to just keep to yourself. No offense, Barry, but, that's kind of how it works for me.
Let me. I'm going to leave it at this because I know we got to get on to things. The Republican Party... And I am all for fiscal conservancy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of the tenets of the Republican Party that I am a proponent of. That went completely out of the window. They had 6 years to craft meaningful, coherent tax legislation, and they did it at the last minute with handwritten notes. This is a Chinese fire drill, Keystone Cops at its worst.
Well, time will tell.
It's like a teenager waiting to the last minute to study for their final exam. They waited all this time. They finally get something done.
Well, maybe. But time will tell. I mean, what are you going to do about it? It's happening. So on board and see where it goes. When we'll talk about it a year from now and see if it did what they thought it might
or it implodes. I'll be outside the studio. We'll do radio show for food.
Well, maybe.
It'll have a sign.
I guarantee that your pay will be exactly the same as it is today. It will not go down. I guarantee that right now
or
as
Greg
we speak.
Will make up the difference.
You know what? Do you know how much I make a year?
Well, no, I said what you get paid here at the World of Boating.
No, that's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said. Go back to the tape, and if it doesn't say what I think it says, I'm going to go back and edit it.
It did not.
I think it did.
75 right. grand coming my way.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. What? It's going to stay exactly the same. Mark my words. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I think it's important that all the children out there believe in the magic of Satan.
That's Santa. Typo.
Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along with Captain Patrick, Barry from South Florida, and also Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew today. I'm going to head down to join Santa in the Caribbean to celebrate Christmas in Curacao. And I'll tell you all about it a couple weeks from today. Because, you know, if you get to go to Costa Rica for Christmas, I get to go to Curacao. I think it's...
Okay, I went to Costa Rica for Thanksgiving, and actually didn't go for Thanksgiving, went during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah. Well, that counts. That's Christmas holiday, right? The day after Thanksgiving, you were there.
You are in some weird revisionist alter hyper reality.
No, the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, the kickoff to the Christmas holiday shopping season. So that counts. That's when the music is supposed to start that day, the music, Christmas music.
Supposed to. Now it starts in the summer.
It actually starts the day after Halloween, right?
Yeah.
But I hold back until the day after Thanksgiving.
Greg, when you go scuba diving, do you wear a wetsuit?
Sometimes. Okay. Depends on the water temp, yeah.
What's the... Have you ever timed yourself?
Timed myself doing
How fast you put on a wetsuit?
Not really,
Do you know that there's a world record for...
For donning a wetsuit?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yeah, this lady in Arkansas.
It depends on the wetsuit. This is okay. Totally
I know, and this is why I wanted to bring it up to you, because it seems really, really... stupid.
Yeah.
But fastest time to put on and take off a scuba wetsuit.
Yeah.
She did it in 43.13 seconds.
43 seconds?
Yes.
To put it on and take it off?
Yes.
Okay, that
seems
ridiculous.
Like a long time.
Yeah, that seems like she was putting on some kind of dry suit or something, some heavy duty monster
suit.
It is
really
shouldn't be that. Shouldn't take that long. Yeah, you know, you could put on a regular wetsuit, like a 3 mil, on and off. You get that off in 30 seconds, I'd say. Wouldn't you agree, Barry?
Yeah,
you're a diver.
I don't get it unless, as you said, it was a dry suit.
Yeah, it must be like a 8 mil, you know, coupled layered wetsuit, or
you use some Vaseline. It's coming on and off a lot quicker than that.
Could be. You don't need it right now, though. I mean, the water temp today is 79 degrees in December. That's beautiful.
That's pretty good down there in South Florida, huh? So I expect it to be that down in Curacao at least then, too.
But I brought this up as, here's a way that you
could get in the Guinness book.
A little more notoriety for the...
Don't care.
Really?
I have enough notoriety. Everybody knows me.
Yeah, but it'd be like monkey heart transplant recipient... And radio show host Greg Holt,
yeah,
battling back from a life-changing near-death experience, sets a world record.
We award him with a new boat.
Movie,
that would be nice.
Movie action star.
Okay.
And radio show host.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who survived a near-death experience, sets a world record.
How about radio show host sprains his back trying to break wetsuit don on record?
Yeah.
With the threat of ice water hitting him.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you guys something. And Bocho Girl, you're welcome to chime in as well.
Is it going
to
be as good as this last question?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, Palm Beach County is getting ready to sink a submarine, right? For part of their artificial reef diving thing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no, you didn't know that.
The Gray Ghost of Florida Coast is the submarine, the USS Clamagore, that took actually part in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay.
But my question, it's a two-part question, if I may. One, why do they need $1 million to sink something that is supposed to be sunk? And two, what would be the attraction of diving? Now, I can understand the attraction of diving on, you know, an open deck warship or something like that, because a lot of things to explore. But a submarine is closed up. All you're going to see is the outer shell and the conning tower.
Wrong?
No, yeah, there's got to be cuts in that so the diver can penetrate it.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll have some opening holes, or they'll have the lid of this thing opened up.
Don't you think that would be more dangerous?
Well, of course it is. When you penetrate a wreck, that's actually a different level of dive certification and skill that you're not supposed to do unless you have the proper training to do so.
Is this supposed to happen?
Yeah, when are they talking about doing this?
It was already supposed to happen, but they had some funding issues.
Yeah.
Well, sink a sub.
Your first question.
And it's like, just fill the ballast tanks.
Well,
it'll
unfortunately,
go down,
you know why it costs $1 million to sink anything? Like a boat or whatever? It's because of freaking liberals like you. They don't let them sink this stuff underwater. Oh, I don't know. Just the last segment talking about how the new tax law is going to totally screw over the boating industry. That's why I'm saying, you liberal, come on, admit it. No, I'm kidding. But I'm serious about the fact that it costs so much money because they put all these restrictions in sinking stuff off the coast because of environmental concerns, which, you know, are valid. Don't get me wrong. $1 million worth? I don't know. You could argue that till we're blue in the face for sure. But it's because, you know, you have to clean it. You got to get all the potential contaminants from oil and gasoline and paint. And that, you know, to scrub a potential artificial reef like that costs tons of money. That's why, you know, the price tag is so high. So there you go. Did I answer your question fairly?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. But I wasn't trying to. I was just trying to give you the truth, which is all I speak here at the World of Boating. And on that note, we will end it. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better.
Life is as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.